This is Steve Davenport reading a recent poem, Dear Number Two Pencil, Decomposing in Whiskey. At the end of the world, a Tuesday, I crouched with a blue notebook in a concrete bunker and drank schnapps until my liver candied like perfumed gristle, and I groaned, writing poems is hard. At my birth, a Sunday, my mother, a nurse, told me the story about the woman who stank. She lived in a tower, that woman, or what might have been a tower if the woman had been a princess and the tower hadn't been a mental ward. Here on the deck of this ship that's tossing in this bottle my father cast on roiling waters, under a picture book, Starry Sky, I think about that woman and all the things I should have told my daughters when I was alive and smelled better. Sometimes I get angry and the bats in my head win, and I enjoy letting them go. Worse than leaning against the rough bark of a tree and watching your heart flap, flap, flap off a cliff, I would tell my daughters, is taking it back when it returns. Forgiveness, yes, but forget nothing. I didn't smell all that good when I was alive, and I am sorry about the bats. Some weeks I drop a pencil in whiskey to measure what's left of my brain past stroke, past diphthongs that stretch for days like sound might make sense of things. I should have apologized to my wife at my wake for the long nights of walking downstairs to the kitchen and drinking one double after another and eating cold pork chops in the open fridge door when neighbors thought the light meant I was writing a poem. I should have said poems are hard to write after a second shower when you still smell like the dead sparrow they found when they put that woman in the tub and spread her legs. Decades before I died, I pissed on my hands so I could grip a bat without gloves and lace doubles down both lines and some nights hit the ball out of the park twice. Life was easier then. Writing poems, I'll tell my daughters, is hard when all we do is die and folks spend money to make sure no one smells us. My daughters play volleyball, run cross country. It's not the same, and it probably is. 3 inches of water, my mother, the RN, told me, is what they put in the tub for that woman's sponge bath. Mental wards, she had to know, help a story, make us look at the wrong thing. No one thought to look there, inside her. I'm guessing the story has holes. So do we. We are nothing without them.